Blog Talk Radio.
At the fountain of forgiveness. Good morning and happy Friday to you. I know some of you are surprised to hear me on a Friday morning, but unfortunately Wednesday we could not be on, so we decided that we will come on this morning. And my throat is a little bit rustic this morning. I'm fighting something, so I'm sipping my water as I go along. So I want to encourage you to call in this morning. The number to call is 646-915-8166. I sent a late invite out to all of our speakers to find out whether or not they have 5 or 10 minutes in their schedules to call in this morning, just to remind you or refresh your memories about what their presentation will be at the Vision Weekend Conference coming up next week and in New York City. So we are very excited about that. I am super excited. Next Friday evening will be the official kickoff. And then on Saturday morning will be the official opening of the Vision Weekend Conference, official ribbon cutting and all of that. So we are very excited about it. And we are praying that you're excited too. If you have not yet picked up your registration, it does not get any better than what is happening now, right now, by visiting visionweekendconference.com site. You can secure your registration individually. You can now, we have a late bird special going where you can register for $5.97 and for two people. You can buy one, get one free. So for $8.77, you can actually register two people. So again, the site for that is visionweekendconference.com, and we are just so very excited about that. I think we have one of our speakers on, And I'm just going to bring her on. So just bear with me there. Good morning. I think this is Miss Webb.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Good morning and happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you as well.
And I tell you, I have not yet visited the new blog site for you, but what's the blog saying this morning?
The blog for this morning, I'm just going to give you the word for the day. The
Yes, ma'am.
actual word, the word for today is appointed. And what we
Appointed. Beautiful.
appointed, yes,
Appointed. Yes.
used in a sentence. Appointed is, it's a, I've put a little spin on it. A committee is a group of the unprepared, appointed by the unwilling to do the unnecessary. Appointed. So,
That is powerful.
but I wanted to stop by this morning, Daphne, and just encourage people to come out on March the 23rd for the Vision Weekend Conference. You're going to meet some phenomenal folks. You're going to hear from some phenomenal speakers and meet you, of course. And so I want to encourage people to just simply, go online. I know you had just, given out the information for the website so that they could register, but I'm encouraging folks to go and register and to set aside some time to hear and meet some powerful speakers. We often don't have people that can pour into our lives, and I think that weekend will offer people the support that they have been looking for, especially if you own a small business. And so, again, just wanted to stop by this morning and encourage people to come out, hear the information from all the speakers on the platform, to walk away with usable information. Lots of times you go to conferences and things, and you don't walk away with anything that's actually applicable for your situation. And I think what you're going to find here is you have a number of people who've been in the trenches, who've had some successes, who've had some failures, and who've had a combination of both. And so you're going to get people who actually know how to make it work, know how to make it fail. One of my favorite books, I've said this before, is The 10 Commandments of Business Failure, written by Donald Kehoe, the former CEO of Coca-Cola Incorporated. And most people don't know Coca-Cola was on the verge of filing bankruptcy. And so you get to meet people, in other words, at this conference who have gone through that, who have walked the walk and now can talk the talk. And so I would encourage folks to come out.
Yes. And before you go, if you could just tap in a little on what they're going to be getting from you, I would appreciate that, please.
Sure. I'm going to be speaking a lot on one of my books about failure. It's called Lack Does Not Live Here, and it is how do you actually make and write a vision plan for your business. There are lots of wonderful business plans out there, but if the person that comes behind you can't successfully take that business plan and make it work, that vision plan and make it work, then it's actually not a very usable document. And I've seen the flowing vision plan. I've not had a vision plan until I understood the concept from a mentor of mine
Yeah.
of what you really want to have down on paper so that you can follow. We're admonished to write the vision and make it plain. That's what your business plan is. It should be something so plain that your funders know what it is you're trying to attempt, in what time frame you're trying to attempt it, and what's going to be the end result. So that's going to be what I'm going to be talking on and teaching about. And it's not just talking about it, it's teaching about it. And so I would encourage folks to come out and get some access to some information about how do you make that plan and make it plain.
All right. I want to thank you so much
Sure,
for
sure.
taking time out on your busy Friday morning to invest
Sure.
in the listeners.
Absolutely, absolutely. You are doing a phenomenal job. And, I would just again encourage folks to touch base with you, get information from you, and get out to the Vision Weekend Conference.
Thank you so much, Ms. Webb. For those of you who just joined us, that was one of our speakers, Ms. Yolanda Webb, and you heard her just so eloquently mentioned what she's going to be teaching to help you to be able to take advantage of the things that you're doing and to actually hold yourself accountable. Because so often we tend to be saying whose fault it is instead of understanding our responsibilities in getting things done. So I thank her so very much for taking the time out to call in. I just sent a late request to them asking for those who could call in, and I'm glad that she was able to do that. And I forgot, I was supposed to ask her to give the name of her blog so you could go there, because she has a very amazing blog. It just blesses. I know it blesses my life every day. And I wanted her to pass that, but I know she's busy this Friday morning. So I'm sure that if she's listening, she can maybe call back if she has the minute to just say where to go and where to access the blog. I want to share one more quote. I'm going to be sharing some quotes as we go along today. This one is about acquaintance. Acquaintance, a person whom we know well enough to borrow from, but not well enough to lend to. And that's from Ambrose Pierce. A companion loves someone agreeable quality, which a man may possess, but a friend loves the man himself. And that is from James Boswell. All right, I want to share with you the theme song for the Vision Weekend Conference. And it's called I Will Rise. So we are waiting. I don't have it in my regular place, though.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. And I will rise.
Yes, yes, that is Chris Tomlin. We will rise on eagle's wings. And as you all know, that the logo is that of an eagle. And each and every speaker on the platform has risen to this call to rise on the wings of eagles. And not only are we looking to rise on the wings of eagles, we are looking to rise with you. We are not looking to do it by ourselves. We are looking to rise with you. So we'll see who else has the time to call in this morning to just remind you about what they will be speaking on. And I want to just go ahead while I keep watching the switchboard about some of the speakers who will be called in. And I know that there are some people who are probably saying, I don't know these speakers. Well, I tell you, there has to be a first-time connection. So if you are thinking that you don't know these speakers, you have never heard them before, well, listen, this is your opportunity to meet them firsthand and to be able to be telling somebody else about them. The first speaker I want to talk to you about is Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And Mr. Bailey is the chief brilliantier from the Brilliantier Institute. And he is a global speaker. He is number one in the speaking industry. He is all about releasing your brilliance. He has his new book, which you'll be able to purchase there. And he does a phenomenal work. He is someone who is now rocking our world about the new normal. So if you are someone who is sitting around and thinking it's the same old, same old, Simon is going to rock your world, and you are going to leave there understanding about what it is that you need to do to be able to release your brilliance. Our next speaker is Miss Crystal Washington, and Mr. Bailey is coming to us from Florida. Then we have Miss Crystal Washington, and Miss Crystal Washington is joining us from Houston, and she's a marketing and social media strategist. She has a company called Social Tunities, and she works with corporations, small business people, and entrepreneurs, and she has risen on eagle's wings to make sure that she's there to pass on to you. Then we have, all the way from Scotland, we have Miss John Mullock. And John is the master of positive achievement. And she is coming to teach us how to live a simpler yet more successful and productive life, both personally and professionally. So she's all the way from Scotland, and she's making waves with her new teachings. And she has risen on the wings of eagles in order to help you stand tall on the wings of eagles. Then we have Mr. Brian Dulaney. And Mr. Dulaney is an SEO expert and another social media strategist. And he is known for his speed with the search engines and how to position, how we can position ourselves to be number one on the search engine, and he's joining us out of California. Then we have from Tennessee joining us, Dr. C.J. Cohn, who is the founder and CEO of Dominate Your Destiny. You know that we are all called for something specific. And she is known for traveling around the country, showing individuals how to set up their small business for as little as $500 or less. And they have an amazing program, and they have risen on the wings of eagles so that they can take you along with them. Then the next speaker is W. Irvin Cohn, and yes, he's the husband of Dr. C.J. Cohn, and he's one of our panelists, and he is the president of Dominate Your Destiny. You heard him this past Monday on the radio show that I co-host with Mr. James Nemley. And he was on there talking about the work that he does for the federal government. He's a computer analyst and just some phenomenal work he's doing there, and very knowledgeable about small business and entrepreneurship. And he too has risen on the wings of eagles to be one of our panelists and to be able to help you understand about some of the things that you ought to be doing differently in your business. Then we have from Hawaii, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway. Yes, we have two Brians. And interestingly, they spelled one is a B-R-Y and one is a B-R-I. So he is a transformational mentor and teacher. He has a story from homeless to Hawaii in 90 days. And he has a phenomenal, phenomenal message that he is passing on to our audience. And he's going to teach you what he has learned during the times when he was down and out, when he was homeless. What are the things he has learned and utilized to put into effect, and as a matter of fact, was able to move from homeless to Hawaii in 90 days, and he has kept soaring now and keep going. Then we have, from New York, we have Mr. Leon Ellis. Mr. Ellis is an entrepreneur. He's a restaurateur, and he's also a speaker. For those of you who live in New York, you know that Harlem has underwent a phenomenal, phenomenal facelift, that lots of different businesses, upscale businesses, are now happening in Harlem. The landscape has changed. The view is changed. The diversity of what's there has changed. It's no longer the old Harlem. And Mr. Ellis is part of this renovation, being several owner of several businesses there in Harlem. And he's coming to share with us how we can do the same thing in our communities. Instead of sitting and blaming, we can do that. Then our next speaker is the lady who just called in, Miss Yolanda Webb. She is the editor-in-chief of Elan Couture Magazine, and she is the CEO of Elan Cosmetics. She's also an author and a poet. And you heard she's going to be teaching us from her book, Lack Does Not Live Here. Lack does not live here. And isn't that the truth? We need to understand that lack does not live here. Poverty does not live here. Less than does not live here. Inferiority does not live here. And it is for all of these reasons that we have come together to take you as we rise on the wings of eagles so that we can begin to create our own stories that will help others. Each and every one of these speakers have phenomenal stories of the amazing things that they have done. And even though you probably are not accustomed to their names or their faces all over the internet and all over the media, they are phenomenal, phenomenal speakers, prominent speakers who are making a wave in the arena of entrepreneurship and has come together to help you do the same. Then we have Mr. Sam Orm. Mr. Orm is the founder of One Voice Worldwide. One Voice Worldwide. And he has a head office in Atlanta, Georgia, but they also have location in the UK. And he's coming to share about, you know, what it is to create wealth and how has he been doing it and how we can do the same. And our next speaker is Mr. Willie Crawford. And Mr. Crawford is a joint venture broker. And for those of you who are on Facebook or any of the social media, you can check. And he just did a blog article this past Monday, I think it was, or Tuesday, speaking about the impact of live events. He had gone down to an event last Saturday. I think it was the Warrior Forum Conference he went to in the Carolinas. And he came back and he actually shared his video. He created it into a text and share it on there for us so that we can learn more about why we ought to take advantages of live events. Because I think what he was trying to point out to us is that a lot of people are focused on, oh, well, I can go to a webinar here, I can do to a webinar there. But he so eloquently and knowledgeably laid out for us to understand what the differences are and how we can take advantages of our live event. And I tell you something, coming to this event and getting a photo, for example, with one of these prominent speakers, and you can put that on your website, and that is a whole different marketing strategy that you can use, and it will help to attract you clients and customers. It also, people go on your website and they say, oh, he knows Willie Crawford. Oh, I know Willie Crawford. So all of a sudden you connect with that person as well. Mr. Crawford has an amazing story. He actually was a pilot in the Air Force, and he started his business while he was in the Air Force. So when he actually retired, he retired as a millionaire. Yes, guys, he retired as a millionaire. So if you can get to be in his presence and to be studying with him, it is only going to be adding value to you and what you and your business is doing. So That was for Mr. Willie Crawford, who also is joining us out of Florida. Our next speaker is Mr. Colby Huberman, and as a matter of fact, this Monday evening at 7 p.m., you'll get the opportunity to hear from Colby on the radio show, on this same radio show, when I will be joined by my co-host and host of the Building Your Extraordinary Business show, and you will hear from Colby. Colby is joining us from Israel. So listen, if he can join you from Israel, why can't you join us from your backyard? He is a very astute and prominent person in the arena of entrepreneurship, not only in the Middle East, but globally. He's also the author of Strategic Leadership and the Soul, with another speaker here on the platform, Jennifer Sertl. And they have an amazing story of how they met. They actually met at a live conference, and I just mentioned about the impact of live events, that they were at in France, and they were across the hall. And as Jennifer tells the story, she said they made eye contact that they would connect later on, and out of that connection has evolved the book Strategic Leadership and the Soul. And it doesn't get any more powerful than that, because you are going to be able to have them both at the Vision Weekend Conference, and to also have them to sign your copy of the book Strategic Leadership and the Soul. The other great thing about Colby is also the president or leader of the peace initiative there in Israel. Yes, so I'm praying that one of the other, many as a matter of fact, of the other speakers will get the time to call in and to share with us about what it is that they will be offering at the Vision Weekend Conference. And I know since November, I think it was around about November 14th or something, we began having featured each of them on the show on the Monday evening at 7 p.m. Our next speaker, and you heard him on the show several times, is Mr. Ed Foxworth III. And Ed is a New Yorker. He's a native New Yorker. And he is a personal productivity strategist. And he prizes himself in holding us accountable for our productivity. And we are the ones that are responsible for that, not anyone else. And he's so excited about being part of this platform, because it's like he's coming home. He now resides in Detroit, but he is coming home and looking forward to speed up his service to New Yorkers. He's coming home to serve his people, as he so rightfully put it. So that is Mr. Edward Foxworth III, personal productivity strategist. Then we have Miss Jennifer Sertl. And Jennifer is the author, the co-author with Colby Huberman. She's also the owner of Agility 3R, and she hails out of Rochester, New York. And she is a thought leader, very knowledgeable in her craft, and is coming to help you understand about some of the things that you ought to be doing differently in your business. Then we have Ms. Chandel Pitts. And Ms. Chandel Pitts is a design consultant, and she's the owner of Black Cat Design in New York and Virginia. And all of the images that you see here, our logo and all the other things, is work that is done by Ms. Chandel Pitts. She's a phenomenal designer, and she knows her craft, and she will be there that you, too, can consult with her one-on-one about some of the things that you will be doing differently to change your image, right? Then we have our next speaker, Mr. James Nemley. And Mr. Nemley is the CEO of the Better Business Builders. He's a business coach. He's a business consultant. He is very knowledgeable about small businesses and some of the things that you need to be doing differently, or some of the things that you are not doing at all. He is very excited about being on the platform. He serves many, 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 many business people. And he is excited about this. So all of these speakers has decided to rise on the wings of eagles, not for themselves, not by themselves, but for you and with you. I am so honored and so privileged to be the founder of the Vision Weekend Conference. And again, I encourage you, so long as you are listening to this, before March 23rd through the 26th, visit us at the website at visionweekendconference.com and register now. You can buy one, get one free. So you can actually be two people for $877, or you can do one at $597, and that too is part of your breakfast. Your breakfast and your lunches are included in that price. The other thing too about that price is that you get to listen to each and every speaker. You are not going to be going into breakout rooms. Each of the speakers are there in that one location where the presentation is done, and you get the advantage of listening to each of them. So that's just a brief introduction to you of all the speakers, and I pray that we will be blessed to hear one of the other speakers call in and to share with us about what it is that they are doing. So I want to just take a brief commercial break.
Superfastlinkbuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At SuperFastLinkBuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. SuperFastLinkBuilding.com.
All right, so that's our our sponsor there, Superfast Link Building. If you're looking to reposition yourself on the search engine, not for a minute, not for a day, but permanently, you got to be working with Superfast Link Building. So again, if you're just joining us, we are talking about the Vision Weekend Conference coming up next week and at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in Times Square, New York. We are running a late bird special where you can do two for the price of one. So for $877, you can register two people. So take a friend. Take a friend. And if you're registering just yourself, it is $597. And that includes your breakfast and two lunches. We will have a ticket for the gala, and that you can pick up online. We also will have tickets for the network reception on Friday night. So, again, we are just so excited about the Vision Weekend Conference. We want for you to join us in New York City, March the 23rd through the 26th for the Vision Weekend 2012. A conference designed to create, to educate, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs and small business owners. Who attendees of the Vision Weekend 2012 will gain insights to grow their business and make more money. We all want to do that, right? To attract and retain new customers and clients. Yeah, it's always a great thing to attract and get new customers, but it's also more important about retaining them. What do we need to do with the relationships in order to make sure that we are retaining and that we are servicing them? The next insight that you'll gain by attending the conference is that you're going to learn and understand creative marketing and branding techniques to build your businesses and your brands. And you heard me mention different speakers there who are marketing and social media strategists. And the great thing is that we have some men and we have some women, because a lot of times the different genders come with a different spin on it. So we can learn from everyone that's there, and we are getting tools to really leave there and put it in our toolkit. It is not just the same old, same old. You are getting tangible things there that you can go and apply to what you are looking to do. The next insight that you'll gain from attending is that you're going to understand how social media can help you leverage the global platform. You know, we as entrepreneurs, no longer do we need to just do business in our local zip code and area code. We have the world at our fingertips. We just need to understand how to utilize and leverage that. You know, I know a lot of times I get on the phone for some technical support or other things with, like, I know, like AT&T and other places that I've noticed that from. And I'm speaking with the people and I love to ask questions, and I'll say, well, where are you located? And I'm either here in India, or I am here in the Philippines, or I am here in Malaysia, or I'm here in this place, or the other place, or the other place. And I'm not saying that to point any fingers. What I'm saying is that we have the world to our fingertips in doing businesses if we understand how to do that. The next thing that insight that you learn from attending the conference is that you will be able to network with entrepreneurs and other business owners. Yes, you're going to be able to pick the brains of other successful entrepreneurs there, the brains of all the speakers, because they will make themselves available to you for you to pick their brains and find out how you do so and so. How did you do that? How was it for you when you just started out doing your business? Then, who should attend the Vision Weekend 2012? Small business owners and entrepreneurs. And under that subheading, we're going to put authors, coaches, speakers, food service vendors. You name it. If you are in a business or you're earning money from a hobby that you're doing, you need to be at this conference as well so you can step up your A game about what it is you want to do. Then, the next category is anyone who is thinking of starting their own business. You heard me mention about Dr. C.J. Cohn, who teaches people how to set up their business for $500 and less. And you are going to be able to tap into her there and to ask certain questions about how you can do that. You heard your Ms. Webb spoke about how to create a vision plan and how to keep it on paper and you know, how to have it that it become a legacy. When you are no longer around, it can still live after the grave. And that's what it is all about. We need to understand how we can do all of that. And a lot of other cultures and ethnicity does the same thing, where they create and develop legacies that is there, they can leave it for their children. And it goes on and on and on and on. So you're going to be able to do some of that there. Anyone who is a marketer or a sales professional, we can always do with new techniques in tweaking what it is that we are looking to do in our business. If you are currently working in as a leadership role in an organization, maybe you're employed in a nonprofit, but you have been at the same stage for a while, and it's time for you to step out and step up, well, you can be at the Vision Weekend Conference to learn some tools and techniques which will help you do just that. We want to remind you again, visit visionweekendconference.com. Click on the Register Me button. Remember that you can register two for one, two for the price of one. And you can just do one for $5.97. You call a friend up and say, you know, let's go to this conference together. Let us invest in ourselves. And that's an opportunity for you to visit New York City as well. Over the years, more than likely, you have been watching the ball drop in Times Square. Well, hey, this is your opportunity now to not just watch the ball drop, but next year, the end of the year, when the ball drops again, you can say, I was right there in Times Square. As I mentioned from the first flyer that I introduced the speakers from, you realize that the speakers are and leaders are coming from around the world. It's an array of different fields of expertise. But the one thing about each and every one of those speakers is that their product or their service is so designed to help us build our businesses and to get the best result. So again, please visit www.visionweekendconference.com. Visionweekendconference.com. So if you're just joining us, yes, you're listening to Dynamic Daphne on a weekend, on a Friday. As a matter of fact, I think this is the first time that I've actually been on as on a Friday. And I want to just share with you some of the information about different ones of our speakers. And I'm going to start with Mr. Simon T. Bailey, who is an author and a motivational speaker. For Simon T. Bailey, there is no such thing as ordinary. Like Thomas Jefferson, the thought leader, author, and renowned speaker believes we are all endowed with certain unalienable rights. But to the notion of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, Simon adds that it is the responsibility of each of us to unlock the true brilliance buried deep within. Simon's convictions were forged as the son of an immigrant father from Jamaica and further cultivated by a career in travel and tourism and industry that aggressively promotes natural and cultural brilliance. Found in destinations around the world, experience gleaned in leadership roles with influential organizations like Walt Disney Company, helped him foster a deep understanding of the formidable challenges, pressures, and risks that business faces on a daily basis. Although his sanity was questioned with his decision to depart the security of corporate life and take the entrepreneurial leap, his belief in brilliance has been validated by the remarkable success of the Brilliant Institute. His own venture dedicates to helping others chart a life-changing path of self-discovery. He has helped thousands find fulfillment in their careers and joy in their lives through his best-selling book, Release Your Brilliance. Simon believes brilliant service is the bottom line. Simon believes success is an inside job. And Simon says, dream. Live a passionate life. As an author, speaker, and personal mentor and coach, his mission is to reawaken people's genius and help businesses, organizations, and individuals achieve their full potential. His perspective and inspiring views have helped thousands of C-suite leaders and employees reignite their personal brilliance. He's addressed global, recognized organizations like CNN News Services, Microsoft, McDonald's, Nationwide, University of Phoenix, Society of Human Resource Management, and an American Hospital Association, and personally mentored leaders of Fortune 1000 companies. What draws people to Simon and his inspirational messages are his contagious energy, compassion, and humor. This has led him being recognized by Speaker Magazine as one of the top 25 hot speakers and being named Speaker of the Year by Meeting Professionals internationally in San Diego chapter. His commitment to community also results in recognition in Central Florida's as Central Florida's Man of the Year. His words of wisdom and compassion have been featured in numerous newspapers, magazines, and internet sites. He holds a master's degree from Faith Christian University, which also recently awarded him an honorary doctorate for his global impact. Simon lives a happy and fulfilled life in Central Florida with his wife and two children. So that is Mr. Simon T. Bailey, and in a moment I will give you other speakers as well. So yes, if you are listening, call us 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Forsake not an old friend, for a new one does not compare with him. You know, it's simple. They always say, don't you give away the old for the new. A man should keep his friendship in constant repair. Invest in your relationships. Invest in your relationships. It is by forgiving that one is forgiven. Yes, remember to forgiving, remember to forgive in order to be forgiven. Of all the things granted by wisdom, none is greater or better than friendship. Friendship is a strong habitual inclination in two persons to promote the good and happiness of one another. Faith are the wounds of friendship. Faithful are the wounds of friendship, but the kisses of the enemy are deceitful. Yes, I am reading from John Maxwell. These quotes are coming from John Maxwell's book, The Power of Influence. The Power of Influence. So if you're just joining us, we are hoping to hear from some of our speakers if they have the time allowing. We have, matter of fact, we have 56 minutes remaining. And we are hoping that we will be so blessed to hear from a few more of the speakers. Now, if you have not yet done so, we encourage you to go pick up and secure your registration. You can actually now register two for the price of one at $877, or you can do just yourself for $5.97. But if you have a friend, why not encourage the friend to be there with you so you all can learn together and become mentored to each other and to help each other understand about where you want to take your business, where you want to take your business. You know, some months ago, we had I forgot her name. I'm looking to Bethany. We had Bethany on the radio show. And there are three songs of hers that I really, really, truly love. And I'm going to play one of her songs more this morning for you. You are listening to the A New Day Show with your host, Dynamic Daphne. So here is Bethany Schmidt with More.
Here I go.
I Want More. What that pretty song by Bethany Schmidt. And I just love that song. Ever so often I would play it on here because we all want more of different things. And what is it do you want more of? You know, it is there. It is attainable. It can be had. It can be accomplished. But in order for that to take place, we need to know what it is that you need more of. And with that being said, that's another one of the reasons why we have come together at the Vision Weekend Conference to help to take you by the hand and to help you get your more out of your business and out of your life. So visit visionweekendconference.com where you can get your registration. You can actually now with the late bird, you can buy one, get one free. So for $877, you can bring two people to the conference, you and one other individual. You know, I have here in my hand Michael E. Gerber's book, Awaken the Entrepreneur Within. And I'm going to be spinning through the pages here, and I want to just share different things that I think will help you to make your mind up about whether you're going to be attending the Vision Weekend Conference or not, because I know there are lots of people still sitting on the sidelines. And I'm hoping that you will be encouraged after hearing a few of these things to take action, action, action. There's something here in chapter 4 I want to read for you. It is entitled The Awakening. It is from J.J. Van D. Levieu, The Conqueror of Illusion, The Conquest of Illusion. The awakening to the mysteries of life is the revolutionary event. In it, an old world is destroying so that a new and better one may take its place, and all things are affected by the change. We ourselves have become mysterious strangers in our own eyes, and trembling, we ask ourselves, who are we? Whence we came, whether we are bound, are we the being who is called by our name, whom we thought we knew so well in the past? Are we the form we see in the mirror, our body, offspring of our parents? Who then is it that feels and thinks within us, that wills and struggles, plans and dreams? What can oppose and control this physical body, which we thought to be ourselves? We awake up. We wake up to realize that we have never known ourselves, that we have lived in a blind dream of ceaseless activity in which there was never a moment of self-recollection. That is so true for many of us. But the beauty about it is never too late. We are not to give up, because we can make these things happen, what we were called to do. So I'm still praying that we'll have one of the speakers, another of the speakers, or a couple more of them to call in, so we can hear from them what it is that they are planning to do at the Vision Weekend Conference. It's always good to hear firsthand, just like we hear from Miss Webb about what she's going to be doing there, her contribution to the lives of all of us. I am so looking forward to doing that. I want to read something else, what that Michael called Stop and Focus here. Beginning this tragedy, beginning the plan. At the beginning of the mission, we must calculate the end. In John Blackwell's tragedy, the end was calculated to be completed data, phototype for only 6 weeks, until the company was ready for the rollout. Why did he consider that to be an ample test? Why did he calculate his needs to be so far? Why did he believe he could get people to participate in his mission for so little financial remuneration, especially in these days of skyrocketing payrolls and options of all manner of benefits? Go back to the standards I created for John Blackwell. See how he took them seriously without any future conversation about it. His tragedy and his plan were mirror to the standard I gave him at the outset. You and your leader must honor the agreement you make with each other. If John Blackwell had come back to me with a strategy and plan that were completely inconsistent with the standards we had agreed upon, and what do you think I would have said? What would you have said to a leader who had provided you with a strategy and plan that were completely inconsistent with the rules of the game as you had spelled them out? What did I say to John? I said, do it, period. What was there to talk about? The budget was leaner than lean. and the company was probably proved to be profitable. Even in the development stage, if John could produce the result he was committed to, the best way, the best part of it all is that he not only doesn't ask for more than he believes he needs, but less. And at the same time, he put himself on the time of the majority of the key results, creating a performing the recruitment seminar, pitching and closing restaurant management find and hiring the 10 developers to produce the money extensive. Finding and hiring 3 Kadir he needed to deliver the program and take accountable for Nanny's success. Finding, hiring, the managing, the key helpers he needed at the outset at remarkable low cost. So, what he's trying to show us here is what it takes to be, you know, to be successful, basically. A lot of times we don't know why we need to do what we're doing. We just need to start to do it and make sure we take action in getting it accomplished. Because a lot of times we sit around waiting to figure it out. And not until we start that we are going to be able to possibly put all the pieces together. All the pieces together. So, what it is that you need to take action on today? Each and every one of us have things on the side burner that we need to take action about. For you, it might be you keep visiting the Vision Weekend conference site and you never clicked on the Register Me Now button. So, get off the sideline and click on that button now. Not only are you invested in yourself, but you will be investing in the lives of other people as well. I'm sure each and every one of you knows a friend that you can say, hey, come on, let's do something different. It's just March. It is already the third month of 2012. We have 9 months remaining. Let us do something different so that next March we will have a different story to tell. Because each of us have a story to tell. Are we telling the same story of what we could have, should have done? Or are we working on our stories consistently by investing in ourselves and earning more out of what we do and building on who we are and who we will become? Listen, all of us have struggles and situations that we are going through or have gone through in our lives. And we need to understand that the game is not over until you stop playing. I'll say that again. The game is not over until you stop playing. When you quit, that is when your game is over. So that means you are not in the game, so you can't play. So you need to get up off the sidelines and decide, I'm going to make a difference in my life, because I'm just sick and tired of the way things are going in my life. And I'm making a decision now to stand up and make a difference. If you're just joining, you can call in. The number is 646-915-8166. We are having some discussions around the Vision Weekend Conference. So I want to share with you about some of the other speakers that we have here. And just bear with me. I'm going to be right back there. I'm looking to get the speakers here for you. And so I can just share with you. I just share Mr. Simon T. Bailey's information. And now I'm going to go on to sharing other speakers' information. Our next speaker is Mr. Edward Foxworth III. And Ed is a personal productivity strategist. Company is Foxworth Marketing Group. Edward Foxworth is an entrepreneur, author, and national speaker. As CEO of Foxworth Marketing Group, a marketing and communications company, agencies aim at connecting corporate America with emerging ethical consumers. Foxworth utilizes his expertise as a television and radio personality to provide solutions that maximize advertisers' return to their investment. He is the author of 3 self-help books, all available on his website. It's Just Dominoes, The 6 Routines of Self-Discovery, and the third, a companion workbook to the 6 routines entitled Discovery Journal, which was recently released in print and as an iPhone app, enabling you to take your goal planning with you. Passionate about personal and professional productivity, he is often asked to speak at conferences, corporate trainings, and educational institutions across the country. Mr. Foxworth is a champion for entrepreneurship and shares his theories as a television and radio host. His belief is that we each are a brand with an entrepreneurial mindset, and that is focus on growth. Every day is the answer to accomplishing lifelong objectives. Finally, Mr. Foxworth's advocacy on topics concerning homelessness and men's health issues have been highlighted throughout his career as he supports community-based efforts to address these problems. So that's Mr. Foxworth. Then we are going to go to, I think, Mr. Willie Crawford. Willie Crawford was raised on a tobacco farm in North Carolina. Living off welfare most of his youth, his family was so poor that he once wore his grandmother's shoes to school while working on earning money to replace his only dilapidated pair. This built a burning desire in Willie to break away from the cycle of poverty and build his own business. Willie worked his way through college, and then he joined the U.S. Air Force, where he traveled to 47 different countries while serving as a navigator on a C-30 transport aircraft. During that time, Willie also learned a little of five different languages. In 1996, while still serving in the U.S. Air Force in Hawaii, Willie decided to start his own internet-based business. By the time he retired as a major in 2003, Willie had built that into a six-figure part-time income. Willie is now one of the world's leading internet marketers. Joint venture and website traffic generating expert. Having taught at dozens of seminars in the United States, Malaysia, Singapore, and the UK, Willie has created dozens of information products, written over 1,600 articles and 34 ebooks on e-commerce. He's hosted seminars and now hosts his own radio show several times per week. Willie also owns several small software companies and offers his own web hosting company, which you'll find at nichesimple.com. Being a prophetic information product creator with a knack for spotting winning product ideas, Willie has coach dozens of clients through creating and launching their own successful products. Willie has over 2,400 websites, some of which gets over 1 million unique visitors per month. Willie uses his proven traffic generation tactics to generate a steady stream of website visitors and leads for his online customers and for local offline businesses. Willie teaches these very same traffic generation tactics at workshops and conferences. Willie leverages the knowledge of the online marketing and the connection for what that he's developing over the year to help others launch product. Willie often serves as a middleman in a joint venture broker. He's also executive director of the International Association of Joint Venture Brokers, founder of the Internet Marketing Inner Circle, and co-founder of the JV Academy. Willie has written several books, including the best-selling soul food book featured in the Soul Food Museum in Atlanta, Georgia, and an acclaimed inspirational biography, Get Off the Porch. When Willie is not busy teaching e-commerce online via his membership site, as the internet marketing in a circle, teaching local businesses to use the internet to drive more business through their doors, or orchestrating joint ventures, he enjoys doing deep sea fishing in the Gulf of Mexico, not too far from his home. So that's it for Mr. Willie Crawford. And I am praying, still praying, to have somebody else call in from the radio, from the lineup, and to tell you more about what it is that you can expect from them when you come to the Vision Weekend Conference next Friday. And remember, guys, the information, you can retrieve that at the visionweekendconference.com site and click on the Register Me button. Now, if you're going to do the 2-for-1, you click on the top button. If you're going to do just one for $5.97, you click on the bottom button. Again, it's visionweekendconference.com. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Then we are going to tell you about, I'm going down, we still have, let's talk about Jan Muller. Jan is an author and speaker promoting positive thinking, simple living, and achievement through her speaking engagements, workshops, and digital products. As a master practitioner of NLP, Jan specializes in helping others to discover and focus on their strengths and talents, to determine their purpose in life. Her own top success, her own top strengths are of love and learning, curiosity, optimism, and spirituality, which provides her with valuable opportunities to explore ways to help others to boost their self-esteem, confidence, and outlook on life. She's also a qualified professional genealogist specializing in Scottish family and local history research. Through Jan's work, people have been able to discover their Scottish roots and to realize the hardship and trials that their ancestors faced. To truly appreciate that simple living really is, you need to only go back to 3 generations to discover a very much simpler yet happier society. In addition to her work, Jan has a number of church responsibilities, including teaching Sunday school to both youth and adults. For the past 3 years, she has held the position of employment specialist providing information and advice to church members on careers, self-employment, and further education opportunities. Besides her qualification in NLP and genealogy, Jan has a BS honor degree in mathematics. She spent 10 years as a network engineer, and continues to update her IT skills to use her business. Jan has written numerous articles and is the author of the book Positive Achiever, 11 Essentials to Achieve the Success You Deserve. Having grown up in Tarrytown, New York, Jan moved with her mother and sister to Scotland in 1966. She has been married for 25 years and lives in Edinburgh with her husband and two grown children. So that was for Miss Jan Mullock. And we have another of our speakers on. I was reading. And I think this is our speaker from the building, from the Better Business Builders, Mr. James Nemley. Good morning, Mr. Nemley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And how are you doing?
I am great. I'm happy you got the time to call. I know I sent the invitation out a little late. So far we have one speaker who called in before, and now you are calling in. So it's a blessing to have you calling in and to say something.
Yes, I'm just hoping, we're 1 week away from this major event, and I'm telling you, I wish it were this week. But seeing that it's not, I think I could hold my horses for one more week. And I'm sure that you folks out there that are listening, if you're not registered already, hurry up and get registered. This is going to be one of the most major conferences. You know, Daphne, you know, looking around the landscape of what's going on around the country when it comes down to business conferences, I have not found one that comes anywhere near this conference, not even slightly. And as a matter of fact, you know, next time somebody books me to do a conference, I'm going to advise them, if you don't mind, that they reach out and talk to you about how to do it right, because this is really phenomenal. Folks, get on. I'm probably talking to people that have already registered, but if you haven't registered yet, folks, get online, register today. Register today. This conference is off the charts. I am all ready. I'm all fired up. I cannot wait. As a matter of fact, you got to tell me what my schedule is for when I'm speaking, because when I'm not speaking, I'm going to be sitting down taking notes. Because these folks are off the charts, and if you folks have been following since November, Daphne and I have been co-hosting a radio program specifically centered around the conference, and we've had the vast majority of the speakers on, and I'm telling you something, it was difficult, Daphne, listening to them, because I'm trying to listen and interview them and take notes at the same time, and I said to myself, listen, I'm going to get a head start, I'm going to take notes now so I can try stuff out, that way when I'm sitting there listening to them on the 23rd, right on through the 26th, when I'm listening to them, now I'll have even more that I can write down, because I'm telling you folks, these folks are really off the chain. You really got to get registered. You really got to get to this conference. So, Daphne, I've got about two more minutes because I'm getting ready to go into back-to-back-to-back meetings.
Right.
Got to keep the business moving.
Do you want to take your 2 minutes and just tell them what to expect from you?
How about that? Let me tell you something, folks out there. You know, I've often found people asking me, where do you find success? And I always tell them that success can only be found at the intersection of preparation, an opportunity. You have to prepare yourself in order to take advantage of opportunities if you want to succeed. So what I'm going to be showing you all the steps for building an extraordinary business, not a regular business, not the business that you currently have where you're, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. I'm talking about an extraordinary business, running your business like Fortune 500 companies run their businesses. And by the way, you're going to say, what are you talking about? My business is not a Fortune 500 business. Well, the problem that you're faced with is that you don't recognize that the same areas of discipline in business that Fortune 500 companies utilize, so must you. You're accountable for those particular areas, not just here, but globally. Every business that is a business needs to run by these particular disciplines. That's what I'm going to be sharing with you, because once you see the order of those disciplines and you understand how one thing affects the other, then a light's going to come on in your head. You may be doing these things out of order, and they can't be done out of order. So listen, let's get this thing done. I'm really looking forward to it. Daphne, I really have to run.
Okay, thank you so very much. That was Mr. James Nemley. One of our speakers from the Vision Weekend Conference, and we thank him for calling in and to so eloquently sharing with us what he's going to be doing there. And, you know, it's so important. He pointed out that people are asking about success and what it takes. And it's so right. He is so right. We got to go out there and make what we want to happen. We got to know that each and every one of us need to define our own success. And what does it mean for us to be successful? What are some of the things that we need to be doing in which to get the success that is so truly, truly ours? And we deserve every minute of it. I'm so excited about this conference and learning from each and every one of these speakers, and to be able to plug in a phenomenal system that we are looking to implement for the conference. And we are going to be launching that system at the conference. So we want you all to be part of it. You are going to be excited about it. And we are very, very already excited about it and about learning from each of the speakers. And, you know, I know that one person mentioned that, oh, she only knows one of the person on the platform. Well, hey, at least you are going to get to learn about 18 others. And I forgot to mention about our moderator. And please excuse me, our moderator is Glenn Winfrey. Mr. Winfrey is going to be our moderator for the business panel, the small business and entrepreneurial panel. He is going to be the our speaker, our moderator for that. He's a phenomenal leader. He works with Aetna here. He himself is a speaker, an entrepreneur part-time, and he sees it fit to set time aside to be out here and to be enjoying and learning from all the other speakers that are there. So again, I want to take this opportunity to encourage you to register for the conference. And our speakers again are Mr. James Nemley, you just heard him calling, Miss Chandel Pitts, Miss Jennifer Sertle, Mr. Edward Foxworth III, Mr. Kobe Huberman, Mr. James Nemley, Mr. Sam Orme, Miss Yolanda Webb, Mr. Leon Ellis, Miss to Brian Ridgway, Mr. Brian Delaney, Mrs. Dr. C.J. Cohn, and Mr. William Cohn. Then we have Miss Jan Mullock and Mr. Brian Ridgway. We have Miss Crystal Washington. And our keynote speaker is Mr. Simon T. Bailey, who is the Chief Brilliantineer from the Brilliantineer Institute. We look forward to be spending next weekend with you. And for this Monday, our guest on the Building Your Extraordinary Business, and also right here on the A New Day show, will be Mr. Kobe Huberman. He is the only speaker who has not yet been featured on our platform. And he will be joining us this week, Monday, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you can just call in to listen to what Kobe has to say and what his contribution is going to be. Remember, guys, you can now secure your registration, 2 for the price of 1. We are doing a late bird promotion for $877. You can register 2 people. It gives you the entire conference to listen to each of the speakers. It also includes your breakfasts and your lunches. You will need to register for your hotel, and you will need to secure tickets for the banquet on Saturday night. So we are very, very excited about it. If you know anyone who you think needs to be there to hear this, we want you to encourage them to be there, to invest in themselves, to just step out and make something happen for them in 2012. Remember, whatever you did last year and the year before and so on and so forth, that's history. It's archived. It is already in the archive store away. There's nothing you can undo about what's there. But in order to begin to create new histories, new stories, and new legacies, you must step out and begin to do something different. I know each and every one of you have a vision, and sometimes we are so afraid to step out because the vision looks bigger than we are, and we think, oh, I'm never going to get this done. I'm never going to get this done. But I want to just share with you some points from one of my favorite author and mentor and friend, Dr. Miles Monroe. Keys to fulfilling your vision. You must identify the vision, which is why we have the conference in place to help you do that. You'll need to clarify the vision that we are going to help you to do as well. Refine the vision. That too you will get from that platform. Document the vision. We are going to be giving you tools and systems to help you do that. Articulate it, that you'll be able to do in your branding and marketing messages. Communicate it will also be done via social media and other marketing strategies. Demonstrate, you're going to put into practice all the other items that you have done. Reevaluate, with your plan and your poster boards and everything like that, that will help you to reevaluate how you're going to fulfill that. You are going to be able to revise your plan. Nothing is written or carved in blood. You're going to be able to revise what the plan that you have put in place and to help to create the wealth and the success you want. And after this is happening, you're going to be able to repeat it, to repeat it, to repeat it. Vision simplifies your life. And because of that reason, we are committed to having you rise with us on eagle's wings. We are not looking to do it alone. We have a system in place that you will be able to utilize. You'll be able to be years down the road. You'll be able to be one of the speakers on that platform because you will have a story to tell and a story that began. You began to identify that story at the Vision Weekend Conference. You too will be rising on the wings of eagles. You too will be taking your customers, your clients, your friends, your acquaintances with you. Because you have a message that you can share with them. You too will be proud that you took the chance to invest in you and to see the end result pays off where you can begin to encourage others to invest in themselves. Remember, you are not created for the ordinary. You are created to be brilliant. And you are going to have the chief brilliantaire himself there to tell you how you can do that. I'm excited about the Vision Weekend Conference coming up on March the 23rd through the 26th at the prestigious Broadway Millennium Hotel in Times Square, New York. And I look forward to taking pictures with you, sharing with you, and just to sit over lunch and talk about some of the things that we can do together to help you change the face of your business, the journey, and to just accomplish all those things that you are called to do. Remember that you are called for a destiny. Your time is now. You are right here. Don't turn around. Whatever you have done before is already done. We want you to begin to look forward, look ahead. You have the ability to create the abundance, the prosperity, the success that you want in your life, for your family, for your country, for your community. And even for some of the young people that are listening, you too have dreams. You too have vision. Allow us to help you unfold those. You are listening to the Dynamic Daphne, queen of the empowered soul and founder of the Vision Weekend Conference. I look forward to seeing you on March the 23rd at the prestigious Broadway Millennium Hotel.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
You've been called to change.